From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The Labor Department says 192,000 new jobs were created in February. That's the fastest pace of hiring in almost a year. And the nation's unemployment rate has edged down to 8.9%. It's the first time in nearly 2 years that the jobless rate has slipped below the 9% level. NPR's Tamara Keith speaks with a woman in St. Louis who has finally found a job after months of looking.
Annika Trotter had been out of work for 4 months when she got the call. A security company where she had applied for a job wanted her to come in for an interview. So she ironed her power dress and went over possible interview questions in her mind. And despite some butterflies, she says she aced it.
I got the job. Insert long sigh of relief.
Being unemployed had taken a financial and emotional toll on her young family.
I'm so glad to have work to look forward to again.
For Trotter and thousands of others, February was a good month. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
Gunmen loyal to Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi are now holding forth at border crossings, intimidating people trying to flee the violence in that country. NPR's David Green in Tunisia reports the UN Refugee Agency says the result has been a dramatic drop in the number of people making it out of Libya today.
They say that fewer than 2,000 crossed the border into Tunisia yesterday compared to more than 10,000 in some previous days. The people we've spoken to who have arrived today say it was a harrowing experience going through one border checkpoint after another, Libyan officials demanding that they show them how much money they have, sometimes taking their money and also taking some of their belongings, but not a lot of violence. They say aside from those interactions with border guards, it's a pretty peaceful trip.
NPR's David Green in Tunisia. President Obama says he has given the U.S. military authority to act if the situation in Libya deteriorates.
What I want to make sure of is that the United States has full capacity to act potentially rapidly.
But Mr. Obama says any U.S. action would come only after consultation with the international community. The unrest in Libya and across the Middle East is pushing up oil prices and jet fuel costs. NPR's Giles Snyder says the major airlines are hiking airfares again.
Delta touched off the latest increase this week when it added $20 to the price of a last-minute round-trip domestic ticket. American Airlines followed with a more modest $10 increase, and that's what the other major carriers have settled on for most round-trip flights for travel within the 48 contiguous states. Prices have been rising almost weekly because of the rising cost of jet fuel and strong demand for seats. However, the latest increases may not stick. None of the low-cost airlines have followed, meaning the big airlines could end up scaling back their increases on some routes.
This is NPR News from Washington. President Obama is focusing on efforts to boost achievement in the nation's schools today. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports Mr. Obama will be joined by former Florida Governor Jeb Bush on a visit to a high school in Miami.
The White House says former Governor Jeb Bush recommended Miami Central Senior High School as a place for President Obama to visit. In the last 5 years, the school has used federal money to replace the principal and many teachers. And on state tests last year, the school went from a D grade to a C, its highest rating ever. White House spokesman Jay Carney says the school represents what President Obama would like to accomplish nationally.
It tells an incredible story of the impact successful turnaround strategies and models can have on persistently low-performing schools.
Investing in education is part of the president's long-term plan for the country. He hopes to win Republican support to change the No Child Left Behind program this year. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.
NASA says its Glory satellite has plunged into the southern Pacific Ocean after the rocket carrying it failed to reach orbit. The rocket was launched early this morning from the Vandenberg Air Force Base in California.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 0, and ignition of the Taurus rocket with Glory, monitoring how changes in Earth climate may affect our lives.
But later it became clear that a protective covering called a fairing atop the rocket failed to fall away, slowing its speed. Glory's satellite launch director Omar Baez.
We didn't see the indication of fairing separation. There was other indications such as performance loss that we saw a little bit later on in flight. But we failed to make orbit.
Glory was slated for a 3-year mission to analyze how airborne particles affect Earth's atmosphere. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.